You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Today's the day that United States electors cast their votes for the next president, making Biden's win in the November 3rd election official. And there's a lot this incoming administration will be tackling: a coronavirus vaccine that's just starting to be distributed, figuring out how to reopen our economy, and the list goes on. So what are our elected representatives looking at right now in this transition? Our colleagues at KALW's City Vision spoke with Congresswoman Barbara Lee about Biden's policies and what they might mean for the Bay Area. Here's host Ethan Elkind.
So we've got President-elect Biden coming into office next month. What do you see as the actions that he and the new Congress are going to be likely to take to address COVID in those first 100 days?
Well, I think he has laid it out, and I'm really pleased that he has put, quote, crushing this virus as a top priority. He has said he's going to ask for everyone to wear masks for 100 days. He's going to come up with a system, a distribution system for the vaccine. And we're going to have to come up with a major stimulus plan. Remember, ours was over $3 trillion, now whittled down to 900 and some billion. And so we're going to have to go back to the drawing board and come up with a real economic recovery plan that includes the health provisions as well as provisions for economic stability and recovery and job creation. Because remember, so many people lost their jobs, which will not return. And so we're going to have resources in for job training and retraining. And I'm confident that in the first 100 days, the Biden administration, the Biden-Harris administration, will live up to what they have committed to living up to.
Well, and you mentioned the vaccine. So what would you like to see the Biden administration do to ensure that it's widely and equitably distributed?
Well, what first thing is we have to make sure the resources are there to purchase the quantity of vaccines that are needed for our vulnerable populations, essential workers, for all of the top priority populations that have been designated, but also moving forward so that we can have at least 70 to 80% of the population vaccinated. And then secondly, we have to help set up a distribution system, help the states do that. Right now, some states are moving forward because they have the resources. Others just don't have the money to set up a distribution system. So we're going to have to be partners with the state in terms of finding the actual resources and the methodology, the systems that need to be established for vaccinations, because evidently we're going to have a heck of a lot more than what has already been ordered by the Trump administration.
Well, and a lot of people have expressed skepticism about taking the vaccine. What do you say to people who might be reluctant to be a quote, guinea pig on the vaccine?
Well, I say I see you and I hear you, especially if you're an African-American or a person of color, because we are very skeptical because of, in many, many issues, the Tuskegee study where we were used as guinea pigs and, you know, experimental treatments. We haven't been included in a lot of the clinical trials. Medically underserved communities, even where there are healthcare systems in place, access has been denied and people of color have been mistreated. I remember stories just recently of African Americans showing up at the emergency room with COVID and they were sent home and they died. They weren't even treated in a way that everyone should be treated when you go to an emergency room. So there's enough skepticism in our healthcare system because of historical systemic racism that I understand that. But having said that, we're going to have trusted messengers. And I'm glad the former presidents are going to be vaccinated in public. We're going to have people who our communities believe in and trust be the public health messengers. I have a bill, the COVID Community Care Act, which would provide resources for nonprofits, community-based organizations, faith-based organizations to provide the testing, contact tracing, treatment, and referrals for isolation. But it also would provide resources to train trusted messengers in the community to deliver the public health messages, because we have to have people who are multilingual, who can speak the language, who understands the culture and the skepticism, who can deliver these public health messages. Otherwise, people will not believe their government once again. And we have to understand there are plenty of reasons that people do not believe that the government is going to be on their side once again.
My last question for you is just, you know, of all of the issues we've covered in this discussion just now, you know, what else would you see as possibly happening in those first 100 days? You know, that's typically when you see the most, you know, congressional action with a new president coming in. And I'm just wondering what you would see as sort of the issues that people should be expecting some action on.
Well, I tell you that right now, looking at where we are, it's going to be the coronavirus, attacking the coronavirus. That's going to take up a heck of a lot. Of course, we've got to put forth a climate bill, which is going to be extremely important. But I think right now, when the Biden-Harris administration takes over, making sure we have an economic recovery plan, a stimulus plan that's going to put people back to work, and that's going to make sure that our businesses, and especially our small and minority businesses, are able to come back into business if they were shut down, and move forward and employ people and create jobs like they do, in such a way that we couldn't survive without our small businesses. So I think that's it. The health agenda and the economic agenda in the first 100 days is going to be a very aggressive agenda. And we've got to look at it in terms of saving lives and livelihoods. And that's the first 100 days.
That was Congresswoman Barbara Lee speaking with KALW's City Visions host, Ethan Alkind. You can find a longer version of that conversation at KALW.org.